أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor he is begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. To him belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Muhammad is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamb giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, we will have the class of Ramadan, the month of Ramadan and the Quran. And actually, I want to tell you, sister, that this is the topic which, if I have to talk, I can talk for days and days, not only for hours, because, alhamdulillah, you know, these two, the Quran and the month of Ramadan, you know, are supposed to be the most beloved, you know, acts in our life. And since the Quran is the, I will talk first about the Quran and then about the Quran and the month of Ramadan. Regarding the Quran, you know, sister, the Quran is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the meaning of book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It means that the Quran is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarified that when you read the Quran, this means that as if you have a rope and you have one end and the other end is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Quran is the direct connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you read the Quran. And to clarify to you this reality, I want to give you an example. Okay, regarding, suppose you have a very close sister and she left to another state. And when you are sitting alone, you remember her and you want to feel that she is still close. You will just open any letters which she was sending it to you, and you will start reading the letters and you say, subhanallah, when I read the letter as if she is living with me, I feel her. This is the Quran with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when I read the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am already living with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, this is the Quran. Okay, related to the Quran and the month of Ramadan, I want you first to know that the Quran was revealed in the night of the 21st of the month of Ramadan, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 40 years old. Okay, and actually it was revealed when Prophet Jibril, or when Angel Jibril, he met Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Ghar Hira, and he told him, read. And Prophet Muhammad told, I don't know what to read. Then read, I don't know what. Then he told him, you know, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من عقل اقرأ وربك الأكرم. So this is, you know, the first three ayahs, okay, of Surah Al-Alaq. This was the first three verses which were revealed from the Quran. This is basic knowledge to know it about the Quran. Okay, now regarding the month of Ramadan and the Quran, we have to know that the month of Ramadan is mentioned in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah. In Surah Al-Baqarah. You know, if we open Surah Al-Baqarah now, so that you know, when anyone will tell you, where is the month of Ramadan in the Quran? As Muslims, we have to know, you know, that the month of Ramadan is mentioned in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, okay, and then the month of Ramadan is mentioned in Surah Al-Qadr, إِنَّا أَنْزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Okay, this is the two places in the Quran where the month of Ramadan, okay, sorry, the month of Ramadan is mentioned only in Surah Al-Baqarah. Okay, but Laylatul Qadr, which is one night of the month of Ramadan, is mentioned in Surah Al-Qadr. Okay, so now we will read the first ayah which is revealed in the Quran related to the month of Ramadan, which is ayah number 183. Okay, we will read it in Arabic and then in English, because inshallah from this ayah we will start to learn why the Quran was revealed to the Muslim. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Did you find it? Did you find the 183. Okay. Okay, let us read. We will read 183, 184, 185, 186, and 187. Alhamdulillah, you... excuse me. Surah Al-Baqarah, yes, and we will read from 183. Now we are reading, where is the month of Ramadan in the Quran? Okay, so we read Ayah 183, now I will read 184. I want you sisters, if you can, to read with me, so that you know with every letter you read it, you will get 10 good deeds. Okay, so you can, if you want to read a little bit loudly with me, read. If you want to read silent, read, but just go ahead and move your lips. You cannot read the Quran without, the least is to move your lips. Okay, don't get the habit to read it with your eyes. Okay, you will be affected more when you read it with your lips, and then when you read it more loudly, this is you get more, feeling, you feel the Quran more. So now we will read ayah number 1, we will read ayah number 184. أياما معدودات فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له وأن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداع إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون أحل لكم ليلة الصيام الرفث إلى نسائكم هن لباس لكم وأنتم لباس لهن علم الله أنكم كنتم تختانون أنفسكم فتاب عليكم وعفى عنكم فالآن باشروهن وابتغوا ما كتب الله لكم وكلوا واشربوا حتى يتبين لكم الخيط الأبيض من الخيط الأسود من الفجر ثم أتموا الصيام إلى الليل ولا تباشروهن وأنتم عاكفون في المساجد تلك حدود الله فلا تقربوها كذلك يبين الله آياته للناس لعلهم يتقون صدق الله العظيم. Okay, I will tell you the message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us that observing the fasting actually is an obligatory act. Okay, we have to fast. It is not something you choose. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, oh, you who believe, observing fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, so that you may become the bais. Okay? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that in the ayah number 185, the month of Ramadan, in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the mankind and clear proofs for guidance and the creation between the right and the wrong. And this is the topic of today, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran to be a guidance for the mankind and a clear proof for the guidance, okay, between the right and the wrong. Okay, this is the aim of the Quran. Okay, so the question will be how the Quran will be a guidance for the human being. Okay, to clarify or to answer this question, we learn that the Quran is the connection between the one who is reading it and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you start reading the Quran and reciting the Quran, okay, you are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of the will,
and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the will is will, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of the power. So when you are connected with the source of the will and the power, you will gain strength and trust and security and peace. This is number one when you just start reading the Quran. Okay. Number two is that when you are reading the Quran, what is the Quran? The Quran is the rules of the life according to the creator of the life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the life and then he sent a book to clarify the rules of living in his universe. This is the universe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so when you will read the Quran, you will learn the rules of this life. Okay, so when you will learn the rules from the ruler of the life, the creator of the life, the owner of the life, the governor of the life, you will learn what is the right and what is the wrong. Okay, because you get it from the source of the guidance, whom is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so the Quran is supposed for us to, we are supposed to be guided through reading the Quran. Okay, but when we check the situation of ourselves, did you feel that in reality we are living a life where most of us are guided and we know the difference between the right and the wrong? To tell you the truth, the answer is no. Okay, because when you look around you, you will feel that not most of the Muslims are guided in reality, but most of the Muslims are confused in reality. Okay, and the right and the wrong is not clear for them, and the halal and the haram is not clear for them, and the rules for every aspect of their life is not clear for them, because the Quran is the book of the rules for the whole life. Okay, the Quran is not the book of the rules for prayer and the fasting only, ibadah. No, the Quran is the book of the rule for marriage, the book of the rule, divorce, the book of the rule, how to treat your parents, the book of the rule, if you want to do business, the book of the rule, whatever, anyhow you will want to have a family, the book of the rule, how to treat your husband, how to treat your wife, how to treat your kids, how to treat your neighbor, how to treat your brothers-in-law, how to treat Muslims, how to treat non-Muslims, what is your relation with the universe, every aspect of the life you have the rule in the Quran. Okay, so the question is, why the Muslims are confused? Because the Muslims are not following the rules of the Quran. Okay, so this means that there is a big problem in our relation with the Quran. We are not handling the Quran in the proper way. When I tell you this, you tell me, Sister Mona, please give me a proof. I tell you, sister, look around you and check how the Muslims are living. Check, are the Muslims following the rules of the Quran in any aspect of their life? To tell you, and I am very sorry, most of the Muslims are not following the Quran in any aspect of their lives. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The best of you are the most religious of you or the pious of you. In reality, we respect the most pious or we respect the most rich, or we respect the most prestigious, or we respect the most famous, and the most pious we never respect, okay, especially if she or he are poor, because this is not the criteria in our life. The criteria for our life is up to the wealth, or the prestige, or the position, okay, or the relations. This is the priority in our life. But to be pious or to be righteous, no, this is not. When you say this is a very pious man, let us respect him and have good relation with him, or a very pious woman, no, sister, look to this very rich one, she's very wealthy, let us have a relation with her or make her our friend, we will get more benefit from this sister, she knows this one and that one and this one, she can help us in our life. Yes, this is the issue. So if we are in reality reading the Quran and learning the message and knowing the right and the wrong. In the Quran, Allah said, the best is the pious, the most pious. In our life, the best is the most wealthy. So this is just an example. Okay, in the Quran, to use the riba, okay, to get the riba is totally haram. In our life, it is all full of riba. And when you tell to the people riba haram, they tell me, sister, what can I do? This is the system of the life. Okay? So, you know, if you check every aspect of the life of the Muslims, you will feel that there is a very big gap between the Quran and their life. And what is the problem? The problem is that because of this gap, the Muslims are totally confused. And the Muslims are totally lost. Okay? Why? Because we don't have rules. We are living our life with no rules. Those people say, this is good, okay, this is good. Now it is, after 5 years, it was not good, it was not good. After 10 years, it is good again, it is good again. Okay, no problem. We are not using our minds at all. We don't have a book of rules at all. And we are the last of the nations. The last and the last and the last. And Allah knows, if we continue like this, living without the book of the rules, where we will end. And as I mentioned before, sisters, you know, if you appear in any exam or in any test, what you will do? You will study the book of the test, okay? You will study the curriculum of the subject, so that when you appear in the exam, you can pass, because you study the subject, okay? Now we are living in this life. Who creates the life? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent for us a book, and He tell us, if you follow this book, you will succeed in the test of the life, okay? And the Muslims are getting this book either in the car or below the pillow, okay? When they sleep, they put the Quran so that they can sleep very good sleep, so that they will not pray Fajr prayer. they will sleep until 10 o'clock in the morning, okay? So how you sleep, sister? Allah, alhamdulillah, I put the Quran below my pillow. So the mercy of Allah came to me, so I sleep and sleep and sleep, alhamdulillah. I can't sleep without the Quran below my pillow. Okay, sister, Allah revealed the Quran so that we either put it in the car. You know, in Egypt, whenever you buy a new car, immediately you get the Quran and you put it, so that the Quran will take care of the car. So the goal is not the Quran. The goal is the car. Then if any accident will happen, you tell, oh Allah, I put the Quran. Why the car has a problem? You see, this is in everything like this. You know, the Quran is used for the worldly benefits. But the Quran, as the book of the rules, the Quran is as the secret of the happiness. The Quran as the best gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the human being. This is a totally different issue, which actually, you know, sisters, we need and need and need to return to the Quran. Without the Quran, we are dead. You know, I have to clarify this. Maybe it is sometimes difficult for the Muslim to say to them this reality. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran. Okay, I want you to read this ayah just to, before we start studying, you know, how we can be closer to the Quran, how we love the Quran. I want just to show you that if we are living away from the Quran, we are not alive. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of life. Okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is His words. If you connect with these words, you are connected with the source of the life. So you will be alive. If you are living your life disconnected with the source of the life, so are you alive? This is the question. Okay? I will give you all the proofs now from the Quran. Also, the Quran is the source of the light. Why? Because Allah said in the Quran, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. So if you disconnect with the source of the light, so you don't have any light. So we are living in total darkness. And this is the situation. We are living in total darkness. What is the proof? The proof is how we are judging our life. One day, right, take the decision, you know this decision. Next day, no, maybe my decision is wrong. I want to stay. No, I want to leave. I want to buy a house there. No, I want to buy a house in America. I want to stay here. I want to send my kids there. You see, every day, whatever, you know, some people will have a point of view, the people will be so worried and follow it. Why? Because there is no life and there is no light. And why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is keeping us in this situation? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent for, Allah didn't leave us alone. Allah sent for us the Quran, and He said in the Quran that if you will not follow this book, you will be dead. And if you will not follow this book, you will not have any light. And in spite of that, we are not following the Quran. And now, inshallah, with this class and the next class, I will clarify to you, you know, sisters, how when you come close to the Quran in the right way, how your whole life will be changing. The Quran is the source of all the good in this life. You want to live a good life, a happy life, correct life, successful life. You want to be alive, okay? You have to have the direct connection with the Quran. Sometimes when you open the television with the wrong connection, it will not work. We are living with the Quran with the wrong connection. We want to get this wrong connection out, and we want to connect ourselves with the Quran. If we succeed with the help and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to connect correctly with the Quran, inshallah, sisters, you will feel the difference in your spirit and in your mood and in your behavior and in your manners and in your relation with everyone, inshallah. Now I want to show you the two proofs so that, inshallah, always when I tell you any verses, I give you the proof from the Quran, inshallah. This is the proof related that the one whom he is not reading the Quran is not alive. It is in Surah number 6, Surah Al-An'am, Ayah number 122. And I want to clarify to you one thing. When you say the word Iman or belief or faith, how we will get the Iman and the belief and the faith except from the Quran? Correct? If you want to have Iman, you will get it from the Quran. If you want to be a strong believer, you will get it from the Quran. If you want to have a strong faith, it is from the Quran. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they asked him, what did you leave for your nation or for your ummah, he said, I left for them the Quran and my sunnah. Stuck to it very strongly. عُدُّ عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِزِ, like this. Okay? The Quran and the sunnah. Whatever in our life has these two sources. Okay? So this is the ayah. Let us read it together. And today, inshallah, Balqis, it will be your homework. Whatever we will read in this class, you will tell me how many good deeds from IslamicHappiness.com. So now we read this one. And what else we read? We read another ayah. Al-Baqarah, yes. Yes. MashaAllah. From 183 to 187, Al-Baqarah, and now Al-An'am, inshallah. We read some ayahs today. We'll have a long homework today, Balqis, inshallah. You have 1 week.
Huh? Did you pray there?
I put most now of the Quran. Now we are up to good number, maybe 18 in the Quran. Okay, inshallah, within 1 week, you will have all the Quran in the internet, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I want you sisters to read with me. Try to read, okay? You can read together in one Quran, but try to read. So that you get the reward, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أومن كان ميتا فأحييناه وجعلنا له نورا يمشي به في الناس كمن مثله في الظلمات ليس بخارج منها كذلك زين للكافرين ما كانوا يعملون. So I will read it for you in English. Is he who was dead, you see, without faith, by ignorance, and we gave him life by knowledge and faith, and set for him a light of belief, whereby he can walk amongst men. It's like him who is in the darkness, from which he can never come out. Okay? Now, I want to clarify to you one thing, sisters. We cannot, as Muslims, I want you to concentrate on this point because this is very important, okay? There are some Muslims whom they are not practicing anything from the Islam, okay? And they always say, since I am a Muslim, I am in the paradise. Even if I am just Muslim by name only, my name is Muhammad or my name is Mona, so since I am born a Muslim or I am in the paradise, this is wrong. Okay, because Prophet Muhammad, because it was said that what is the belief, when they give the definition of the belief is what is implanted in the heart and proved by deeds. Okay, so you cannot I cannot ask you, Salam alaikum sister, are you praying? No, I am not praying regularly. Okay. Are you attending any classes? No, I am not. Okay. Are you reading Quran? No, I am not. Okay. Are they giving charity? A little bit. Then, when you tell her, sister, this is not good, you know, you are far away because we have, this is, you know, praying, fasting, you know, giving charity, knowing the meaning of there is no God except Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, living it in reality, not just saying it by word, and Hajj, if you can, this is the basics of Islam. We cannot be Muslims without it. So someone whom she is not praying, she is a Muslim. She cannot be a Muslim if she's not praying. And I want to tell you, sisters, our problem, inshallah, this we will clarify by time after the month of Ramadan. Our problem is that we feel that prayer is a burden. This is wrong. Yeah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he always say to Bilal, "Oh Bilal, arihna biha ya Bilal, relieve us with it. I need it." Not relieve us with it. Not relieve us from it. Okay, the Muslims are living the prayer with the impression of relieve us from it. Let me pray and finish the prayer. Okay, no, sisters, this is totally wrong. The prayer is also a very big gift. If you feel what is the prayer in reality, you will love the prayer. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he always say, وَجُعَلَتْ قُرَّةَ عَيْنَهُ فِي الصَّلَاةِ. The best of the love in his life is the prayer. Okay? Because you can't imagine what is the secret of the prayer. Okay, but inshallah, this we will discuss it later. So what I want to tell you is that I can't say this ayah which Sister Mona read is for the disbeliever, not for the Muslim. As a Muslim, I am alive. This is wrong. You have to be a practicing Muslim. You have to be a true believer. You have to live the Islam in all the aspects in your life. Not to live the Islam inside the masjid, and as soon as you leave the masjid, oh sister, you want to work with the riba? Okay, no problem. Okay sister, this one, no problem? No problem. Okay sister, we will lie and do this and that? No problem. Since I am outside the masjid, I can do whatever I like. This is not Islam. And this is the situation of the Muslims. Why, you know, there must be a reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create the universe and he put laws for the universe. Law number one, law number two, law number three. If you follow the law, you get the result. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now we are in a very bad situation. So there must be a reason. Okay, it cannot be like this. The reason is that we are not following the book of the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we follow it inside the masjid. Outside the masjid, forget it. I want to live my life. I can't start a new way with the Quran. It is very difficult. No, it is not very difficult. This is the reality. And don't cheat yourself. This is the issue, sister. As Muslims, we have to believe that we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everyone, personal meeting. In the personal meeting, what we will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Oh Allah, this book, I will use, following it only in the masjid, and I was not following it outside the masjid. Oh Allah, I am very sorry, I was not a believer. Okay, no problem. You know what will be the destination. Okay, this is the issue. And the Muslims are cheating themselves, thinking that on the day of judgment, they will say to Allah, oh Allah, I was a true believer, but it was very difficult for me to follow the Quran. Excellent. You destroy yourself. Because the rules are clear in the Quran. It is not accepted. It is, you are a Muslim, alhamdulillah, you are a Muslim. Sisters, the biggest gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are Muslims. And you will live this reality when, inshallah, with the help of Allah, Allah makes me to show you the direct connection to the Quran. When, inshallah, you will have the direct connection with the Quran, you can't imagine how you will be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are created Muslim. And to be sure of this, you have to know that most of the reversed sisters or brothers, they become reversed because of the Quran. When they read the Quran, they say, La ilaha illallah, I want this book. This is what I was looking for. We have one sister in Almeida, she was telling for 10 years, I was reading books and books, crying. When I read the Quran, I say, this is the one. You see, sisters, and we have the Quran. But where is the Quran in our life? Okay, so this is the first proof that if you are a Muslim, you have to have a connection with the Quran. Okay, otherwise, okay, you will not be alive. Okay, and I want you try to observe someone whom you feel that she is reading the Quran or practicing the Quran, and look to her face and evaluate her, and look to someone else whom they are far away from the Quran. You will find that the feeling is even totally different, because the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. This is in Surah An-Nur. Allah is the light of all the heavens and the earth and the sun and the moon and everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you will be connected with the Quran, you will be connected with the source of the light. So you will have double light. You will have internal light and you will have external light. The internal light will make you always in a good shape, because you are always having a light. Darkness causes sadness. Light makes, you know, the feeling of well-being. So you will always be in a good shape. And you will always be guided. Because when you look with the light. And this is the issue, sister. If you become closer to the Quran, it is for your sake. It is not for Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of any good deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of anyone to be believer or disbeliever, because the proof is that Allah is providing the believers and the disbelievers more. Because this is the worldly life. This is the rule of the worldly life. Okay? But for the believers whom they are looking for the paradise and are looking for a real happy life, because also you have to know, sister, that the happiness and the real happiness is not the big car and the big house. The real happiness is something totally different, which is the inner peace, which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the controller of the heart, can bestow it in the heart of the people. So when you look to the people outside with mentioned in River Oaks and this and that, don't be sure that these people are happy. The happiness is from the creative of the life. And he will not give it in reality to anyone whom he is not a true believer in his unity. Okay? So, if Allah gives us the Quran, this is a very big gift. So let us enjoy the life with the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now you will tell me, okay, Sister Mona, we agree with you that we need to be close to the Quran. So show us how we can be close to the Quran. Actually, before showing you how to be close to the Quran, I want to tell you some of the ahadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which will clarify to us what is the virtues of the Quran and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving a lot of reward for those whom they become close to the Quran. Number one, the virtue of he who learns the Quran and teaches it. Okay, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best of you is he who learns the Quran and teaches it. So when you want to say who is the best, okay, around us, we cannot say the best around us is that doctor, or that engineer, or this very rich businessman, or that one who owns this mansion and that mansion. No, these are not the best. The best is those whom they learn the Quran and they teach the Quran. So try to be one of the best. Okay, number two, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no envy except in two cases. A person whom Allah has given the Quran and recites it throughout the night and through the day, and a person whom Allah has given wealth that he gives out through the night and through the day. So I want to ask you, sisters, in reality, in our life, do we believe that there is envy only for those two people? One, the first one is the one whom Allah gives the Quran and he is reading or she is reading it or reciting it day and night. And the other one is the one whom Allah give him a lot of wealth and he is spending this wealth for the sake of Allah day and night. To tell you the truth, no. We believe that the envy is for that sister whom she has the biggest house in the neighborhood. Or for that sister whom she's changing the Mercedes car every year. The envy for that sister whom she's having the big diamond ring all the time. Correct or not? Okay? Most of the people, they will say, look to that sister, she's very happy. You know she's living in this. Look to the sister, she has this. Look to the sister, she has PhD. Look, whatever. Worldly issues. This is wrong. If we want to follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is sister how Islam make our life in reality. This life, we will leave it by any means. Whatever we own, we will leave it. Okay? So why? Why to spoil my life for something which I will leave it? Let me use my time for something which I will get benefit of it on the Day of Judgment. What you will get benefit of it on the Day of Judgment? Number one, the Quran. Now I will clarify to you what the Quran will do with you on the Day of Judgment. Okay? Inshallah. So number one is the Quran. Also the Quran is a cure in this life. I will also inshallah clarify to you. The Quran is not only for the Day of Judgment. No, the Quran first is for this life. Okay, source of guidance, source of cure, okay, source of a lot of good things, inshallah I will clarify to you. But let us have the meaning of this hadith, okay. So number one is the Quran, because the Quran will be cure and I will have the reward in Day of Judgment. Number two is the man whom he is spending his money for the sake of Allah. Now when we look to someone whom he has a lot of wealth, and he is buying the biggest and the biggest and the biggest, we'll say, wow, we want to be like this one. This is wrong. We have to look to the one whom he is spending the money for the sake of Allah, and we have to say, oh Allah, I want to be like that one, not like this one. Why, sisters? Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that, you know, whatever money you will get the benefit of is only the money which you spend for the sake of Allah. So whatever money that person is buying cars and houses and this and that, this is not the best money. And this is not the money which he will get the benefit of. Only the benefit is the money which you spend for the sake of Allah. Why? Because it will be counted for you as charity and sadaqah and it will be for you on the Day of Judgment. Okay, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding this, to give for the sake of Allah, you know, inshaAllah, when we discuss the zakah and the sadaqah, inshaAllah, we will discuss it in detail. So now, our concept regarding the envy has to change. When I see someone with the big car, I say, I don't care. Big house, I don't care. Big. Then when I look to someone living with the Quran, say, oh Allah, this is the one. I want to be like this one. And I tell you, sister, whenever you see someone whom he or she is trying to become close to Allah, do dua to Allah. Oh Allah, I want to be like this. Allah will reward you with your intention. Okay, because your intention is that maybe she has more knowledge. You don't have, but you want to be like, so Allah inshaAllah will reward you. When you come to the masjid or to any place and you find someone spending for the sake of Allah and you don't have the same amount, oh Allah, I want to be like this one. Even if you don't have the same amount of money, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you because this is your intention. Okay, so you see, sisters, when we learn, you know, we will get a lot of benefit. Okay, so this is number two, that there is no envy, you know, from the, there is no envy except in these two. Either you read the Quran day and night, or you spend your money for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. Okay. On the Day of Judgment, the Quran will be the intercessor for those whom they were reading it. Okay. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Quran is an intercessor. With Allah's permission, okay, that is to say, he who appoints it as his leader, then the Quran will lead him to paradise. You see? If you say, when you ask me, Sister Mona, how you treat your husband, I tell you from the Quran. Sister Mona, how you treat your kids, from the Quran. Sister Mona, how you treat the other sisters, from the Quran. So you tell me, Sister Mona, your leader is the Quran, I tell you, sister. You say, Alhamdulillah, Sister Mona. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those whom their leader is the Quran, they will be in the paradise. Alhamdulillah. And it is the opposite. And he who puts it behind him, it will lead him to the hellfire. This point, sisters, I want to clarify to you. Some people, they are, you know, not positive or negative with the Quran. Not positive with the Quran. What is the meaning of this? They are not reading the Quran, and when you tell them why you are not reading the Quran, they tell you, okay, I will lose the good deeds of losing the Quran. This is wrong.
When you will not read the Quran, this means that the Quran was behind you. And if the Quran is behind you, he will take you, inshallah not, or none of the Muslims, to the hellfire. So we have to be very careful with the Quran. We cannot say, I am not reading the Quran because I don't have time. You cannot say this, because this means that the Quran is behind you. And if the Quran is behind you, so the Quran, inshallah not, will take you to the hellfire. So, can we accept, while I am still alive, that there is a deed in my life which can take me to the hellfire according to hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? No, I can't. Alhamdulillah, now I know that if I will not read the Quran, this is the way to hellfire. So now I have to read the Quran. It is not a choice. Otherwise, whatever deeds you are doing, the Quran will come on day in judgment and say, oh Allah, the Quran will be there. Oh Allah, she put it behind her. She put me behind her. Okay? So, you know, sister, this is number one related to the issue of ignoring or not reading the Quran. There is also, regarding this point, there is also another verse in the Quran in Surah Al-Furqan. I think I clarified to you before, but now this is the time to clarify to you again. This is the complaint of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the Muslims to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we read the complaint, every one of us has to, to say, oh Allah, I don't want from those whom Prophet Muhammad complained to you from. This is in Surah Luqman. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah Luqman is Surah number 31. Not Surah Luqman, Surah Al-Furqan. I'm sorry. The month of Ramadan is sometimes confusing. Okay, Surah Al-Furqan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I think. Yes, ayah number 30. Because actually, this ayah in the month of Ramadan, from one class to another class, Surah Al-Furqan, ayah number 30. 30. Chapter 25. Okay, so it is chapter 19, surah 25. Chapter 19, surah number 25. Okay? Al-Furqan. Yes, surah Al-Furqan. No, Al-Furqan. Okay, here, if you want to look here, I will close the door. You can take a look. No, actually, did you find it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yes. 25, surah number 25, ayah number 30. 30. Let us read it together. You find it? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال الرسول يا ربي إن قوم اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. And the messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will say, oh my Lord, verily my people deserted this Quran, neither listened to it nor acted on its laws and teachings. You see, sisters, and in the meaning of this ayah, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, you know, the meaning of Hajr al-Qur'an or to desert the Qur'an means, sister, that you don't read one part of the Qur'an every day. If you don't finish the Qur'an every month, 30 every day, one part. You see, this is the issue in the meaning tafsir of this ayah. Okay, I will clarify to you how to make it easy and simple in your life. Okay, now according to this ayah, sisters, we have to take it, you know, sisters, very serious. Do you want to come on the Day of Judgment and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Quran will be the witness against you in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Prophet Muhammad will say, oh Allah, I was complaining from them in the Quran, and they read the Quran, and they didn't recognize, and they didn't change, and they keep on not reading one part every day. This is number one. And the Quran will complain and say, oh Allah, they put me behind them, and they never read me, and they never follow me, and this and that. Okay, sister, so how
You know, sister, as we give a lot of attention to the education of our kids, as we give a lot of attention to have the highest qualification, as we have a lot of attention to change my house, okay? All these things, sister, worldly issues, we will leave it. But the Quran is waiting for us on the day where you can't escape anything in this worldly life. But I can't escape this. I can't escape Quran. I can't escape Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you know, sister, this is the issue. We have to take it serious. And I will clarify to you now, inshallah, a very simple way to help you to read one juz of the Quran every day, inshallah. I will tell you this now, then I will continue the benefits of the Quran. Now let us have a practical, you know, plan regarding to this ayah of the Quran. Now, for example, you know, most of the sisters, they either read the Quran early in the morning or at the end of the day. You know, after you finish everything, then you want to take some rest, then you read the Quran before you sleep, okay? Or after your kids sleep or whatever, okay? Now I want you, before you sleep every day, okay? Sit with yourself. You know, sisters, to become close to Allah, try always to have some time with you and Allah only. Either while you are in the bed, okay, or after you finish Aisha prayer and you sit, or you know, alone, away from kids, husband, telephone, anything, get everything out, sit in a place alone, you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And say to yourself, now, for example, it is 11 o'clock, and I am about to sleep, okay? And I didn't read any Quran today, for example, okay? Now, from your point of view as a human being, what are the possibilities for this night? You didn't read the Quran, but you do all the worldly issues, okay? You take care of the kids and the money and the job and everything, and you clean the house. Alhamdulillah, everything is all right. What about the Quran? There was no minute. Okay, most of the Muslims. Okay, sister? I want you to think of one thing, one issue, okay, in reality. Now, you will say to yourself, oh Allah, I am very sorry, I don't have time, I will sleep. This is your scenario, okay? Always there is another scenario. When you will go to sleep like this, then one of the kids will come with high fever. Okay? You will wake up or not? Now you can wake. Now you have energy to get out of the bed to check your kid. And if the kid starts vomiting or more high fever, okay, my husband, let us go to the hospital. Now you have time and you have energy. You can drive the car. You can go out. For what? For worldly issues. Who can give the cure to your kids? Who send you to the hospital to give you hard time? Yes, this is Allah. Whom the more you know Allah, the more you fear Allah. And because of that, Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Those whom they know Allah more, they have more fear from Him. You know, actually, sister, now after I'm giving these classes, special, these Tawheed classes, now I have a lot of more fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I believe in reality He can catch me in any second, and that's it. Then while I am in the way to the hospital, I will say, oh Allah, I will read the Quran day and night. Okay? Tomorrow, from 3 o'clock. But, you know, it is not always like this. When I go to the hospital, maybe I will find a big catastrophe like this. And I say, oh, why I didn't read the Quran for this half an hour? Why I put myself in this catastrophe? This is, sisters, always the situation when the human beings start to have the disaster in their life. You know, I have a friend, she was all the time living like this. You know, you tell her, read the Quran, okay, inshallah. Read the Quran after some time. Read the Quran, I don't have time. Okay? Then, one day, okay, actually I will tell you this story, subhanAllah. This is a real story. Okay? And I want you, sisters, to feel the story so that, inshallah, none of us will have this kind of stories. Inshallah. Okay? Because it is a very, very, very يعني, effective story, and Allah knows that I live it. This was one of my closest friends in Egypt. Okay, and we were graduated together from the same medical school and this and that. Alhamdulillah, I start to just, Alhamdulillah, the basic Quran and like this. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me. I lived in Riyadh for a long time, and my husband told me to stay at home. So I start to become closer to the Quran. So my concepts change in life. And Alhamdulillah, I feel the importance of the Quran and this and that. So whenever I see anyone, especially those whom I love, I tell them, the Quran, the Quran, the Quran. Okay, because I lived the difference. I can say for myself as an example, I was dead and I become alive after I am living with the Quran. Now my life is through the Quran and to the Quran and with the Quran and for the sake of the Quran, Alhamdulillah. So what happened is that when I went for the vacation one summer, I met my closest friend, and she told me, Mona, she was around 39 years old. Okay, she told me, Mona, she was taking care of herself and this and that, too much. I am very sick. I told her why. She told me, 1 week ago I start become limping. But Mona, I am doing a lot of work for my PhD, so maybe it is the over-exhaustion. Okay, I told her, okay, inshallah, we hope that it is over-exhaustion. But to tell you one thing, and Allah knows, when I look to her face, she doesn't look healthy. She was telling me, Mona, within 1 week I will be different. But it is like this. I am very busy with my PhD. But there was something in her face. Allah knows this. This is the reality. 3 days after. Okay? She didn't call me. Her mother called me. She told me, Mona, I want to tell you one thing, but try to not to be emotional. Try not to cry. Try. I told her what happened. She told me Salwa went to the doctor. And the doctor told her she has cancer distributed in all her body. And she has 6 months to live. You see? So when I listened to this, there is no chance even to read the Quran. It is too. You can't imagine, sisters. I was crying and crying and telling, oh Allah, how can I help? She was the closest friend to me. She told me, Mona, we didn't tell her this. We are telling her that she has to go to Paris. In Egypt, they go to Paris, to trial. Extension, 1 year, 1.5 year. Maybe there is any problem. Whenever the people listen to this kind of news, they always, deny it. No, this is wrong. Let us go to another place. They will give us another, this and that. Egypt, they don't know anything. Paris is better like this. So she told me, Mona, we will try to send her as quickly as possible to Paris. Since you are here and you like her, always come and visit her and try to encourage her and this and that. I told her, okay, but when I will see her, Allah knows I will control my tears or not. Actually, when I went, so I told her, okay, when I went to visit her, she told me, Mona, come sit beside me in the bed. I told her, she told me, Mona, I have cancer and I will die very soon. They are trying to hide from me. But, she was a pathologist, you see? Subhanallah, and she was a pathologist. She told me, Mona, my mother and my sister, they are trying doing like this. Mona, I am dying. I told her, okay, Salwa. So, I start crying. You can't imagine. I told her, Salwa, so now what you will do? She told me, I will not spend any penny or cent on my treatment because she has 2 daughters. I want to keep every, cent for my daughters. Okay? Just I will try to tell them, I'm going to Paris, but I will never go. You see? But try to think what kind of feeling a human being can have. Then, suppose she will tell me this, I have a meeting with her, suppose at 5 o'clock, 5 p.m., 7 p.m., she will be in the bed. Now, by time she starts not to move, first she was limping, then she starts to be bedridden. She will start to cry and scream so that the whole masjid will listen to her from the pain. Mona, like this, I want to stop this. So, she starts. Now, inshallah, we will have the plan how, to read one juz of the Quran every day. I want you to sit with yourself and to tell to yourself, myself, what is the best time to save you? You tell like this to yourself. It is the best time to read in the morning, after Fajr prayer, or the best time in the afternoon, or the best time before sleep. But, oh myself, let us arrange to save our, me and you, because me and you is one. Okay? The one good of the Quran is 20 pages. Okay? You can divide it. 5 in the morning, 5 in the afternoon, 20 in the morning, okay? And if you want to make it easy for you, when you pray and when you have the sujood, ask Allah, oh Allah, make it easy for me to read the Quran. Oh Allah, make me to love the Quran. Oh Allah, make me to understand. Give me time. Give me energy. Give me intention for the Quran. If you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this, make me to love the Quran, sister. This is the issue. I want you by time, sister, to love the Quran. When someone will ask you what is the best time of the day, you tell them the best time of the day when I read the Quran. I sit with Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the source of mercy, the most merciful, the owner, the creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I sit with Allah, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the just and is the mercy and is the all the good is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you are a good spirit, you will be happy when you sit with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If when you open the Quran, you feel upset or you want to close it quickly, you have to revise your belief. You have to tell to yourself, no, myself, you are not in a good shape. We need to improve our situation. We need to change ourselves. I need to get the worldly issues out of myself a little bit. I need some space for Allah. And Allah is not in need of me. This is the dialogue between you and yourself. I am the one in need of the Quran and mercy of the Quran and need of Allah and my destination and my life and this and that. So when you are about to sleep, tell to yourself, can I tolerate any disaster from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nobody can tolerate. Oh Allah, give me the Quran. And try to think, when I read the Quran, it will save me from the punishment of Allah, it will save me from the diseases, it will save my kids, it will save my life. Make it serious, sisters, take it very serious. If you take it very serious, you will find yourself, gradually. Then by time, you will not be able to sleep without the Quran. Alhamdulillah. This is step number one. Then step number two, I will clarify to you inshallah also how the Quran will be cure for yourself. When you feel upset, oh, I want to read 2 or 3 pages. It give me security and it give me full of trust and I have the hope. I want to tell you one thing, sisters, you know. Alhamdulillah, in these classes I try always. Sorry, sisters, it is not ayah 111, it is ayah 82. Ayah number 82. Inshallah, I will give you the meaning of this ayah and we'll stop here. And this halaqa number 1 about the Quran, inshallah, we'll have another halaqa about the Quran and the month of Ramadan. So that, inshallah, I pray to Allah that it will have an effect, inshallah. Now we will read ayah number 82 from surah number 17. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. You get it, sisters? Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارا. And we send down of the Quran that which is a healing and a mercy to those who believe, and it increases the wrongdoers nothing but loss. You see, nothing but loss. Okay, now I will clarify to you. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. How the Quran is a cure, okay, and a mercy to the believers, okay? If we know, sisters, that again and again, the Quran is the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Quran is the rules of this life and all the aspects of our life. So who created us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who knows how we can be in the best shape and what can cause illnesses or diseases for us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the Quran, He sends the rules inside the Quran which will give us the cure when we will read it, Okay, when I read the Quran and I read the ayah, for example, Allah is the rich and you are the poor. This is a cure for me. So I will not run after the worldly issues. I will just try to live in a good way because we are all poor. Why I want to be the rich? When Allah said, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَعْبٌ وَلَهْ وَلَا الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ أَفَلَا تَعْقُلُونَ. This life is this deceiving enjoyment, and the other life is the best, you know, for those whom they are biased. So when I will look around me and observe that everyone is after this worldly life, I say, all these people are wrong. I am following the Quran. I am on the right track. The other life is the one for the bias. Alhamdulillah. I am not upset. If I don't have this or that car or this house or this, I am not upset. Because this life is deceiving enjoyment. Now I am cured. I am cured from the burden of this life. I have to work 24 hours. I have to buy this. I have to get this. No, you don't have. It is a deceiving enjoyment. Get whatever you can live and concentrate. And be sure that it is not the deceiving enjoyment of the life which will give you the happiness or the stability or anything. It is Allah. He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If He wants to make you, alhamdulillah, you can be poor actually, but your kids will be the best. Just to tell you another thing before we close this, subhanallah. My daughter Yusri, you know her, she was in private school, okay? And she was having very hard time with her head cover, okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arranged the issues and now she is in public school. Okay? When she was in the private school, she knows four girls. One of them, her mother is an alcohol addict. Okay? And the other one, she has also divorce in her family. Okay? The third one is not, I think, a normal girl. I think so. Okay? And the fourth one, she was in sixth grade and she's kissed by every boy in the class. Sixth grader. Okay? This is the quality. Okay? And they have everything in the private school. But you observe all this disaster and all these abnormal situations. Okay, they are putting the best clothes and everything and big cars and this and that, but miserable life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that this is the truth. Now she is in public school, okay? The quality of the human being is different, but they are the best talented, gifted children in Houston, okay? MashaAllah. They get their lunch with tickets to know what is the level, okay? All the time laughing, very happy. Telling Yusri, Yusri, we are enjoying life. We will be doctors and this and that and this. They don't have any psychological problems, you know, because of this. And you can't imagine, Allah knows, Yusri is telling me, this is the best school I was in. Yusri was first, you know, all the time when we were in Iowa here and there, you know, because of this one, we tried to be in the private school, you know. But subhanAllah, now she's telling me, this is the best quality of human being I ever meet. You know why? Because they are good people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, sister, Allah is there. Allah will not leave the poor like this. No, Allah is taking care. It is not the money, it is not the wealth, it is Allah. If Allah wants you to be... Now, if I am poor, but my kids are gifted and talented, and I love my husband, and we live in apartment with one bedroom, and we make, you know, we eat meat once per week, for example. But we love each other. We support each other. We are a successful family. This is better, or when we have a big house, everyone in his room, not talking to each other, this one on the internet, and this one with the cell phone, and this one with that one. Nobody has time for anyone failing in the school, okay? And whatever with the money, but drugs and this and that. When the money comes too much, with no belief, it will be done. This is the rules of Allah. You see, this is the rules of Allah. So let us remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us feel the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is taking care of us. And Allah is the most merciful. And since I am a believer, there is the hope that I will be, inshallah, we will be in the best situation, sisters. But let us use the right track. The Quran is the right way, the right path. let us not deviate and deviate and deviate. And then at the end of the day, we sit all of us crying, alone, miserable. We don't know what to do. Okay, and everyone is checking with the other one. The other one is living the same situation because there is no Quran in our life. Let us have the Quran in the life of every one of us with the belief. This is if you want to live a happy life. Sisters, I am 54 years old and I lived in many places all over the world. And this is, I worked in the hospital and I met people rich and people poor and everything. And this is the secret of the life. Believe in the Quran. Follow the Quran. Love the Quran. You are the only successful. And this is the only way. Don't spoil your life looking for any other thing. You will lose your life. And you will lose your time. And you will lose your belief. And you will lose yourself. And the most important is that you lost the paradise. And look around you and check how the people are living their life and tell to yourself, I will never live wrong life. Because alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know sister, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, and He knows the best, He is giving signs to the people. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arranged for us to come to the masjid, when alhamdulillah we fix the clothes, alhamdulillah, this is all a proof. Allah wants to guide you, wants you to be happy, wants you to be on the right track. So catch this opportunity. Don't lose it. Tell yourself, I have to change in every class. I have to feel that I am closer to Allah. I am closer to Allah. How you can be closer to Allah? Through the Quran. Before you sleep, every night, tell yourself, did I do my homework for myself? Okay? If not, try to think how what Allah can do. And tell yourself, oh Allah, I don't want any big problems in anything in my life. I know you are the powerful. And I know this is your book. And alhamdulillah, and I will read the Quran. And inshallah, read the Quran and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you to love it and to practice it. Okay, and to get its mercy and the cure, and to tell you, sisters, actually, this is the core of my life. So as long as I am giving you classes, I am after the Quran. To tell you the truth, because I was dead without the Quran. And now I am alive so long the Quran is in my life day and night. Alhamdulillah. So, inshallah, let us make the dua now. I will stop here. The next week, inshallah, we will continue the rest of the virtues of the Quran from the ahadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, we will have more about the Quran and then the Ramadan and the month of Quran. Inshallah, we will continue this topic next week, inshallah. Okay, let us now make the dua together. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a change in your protection. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for a life of happiness. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make the best of our life, our last moments. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make the best of our deeds, our last deeds.
O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make the best of our life, our last moments. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offsprings comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his sibling and his companion and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.